of 10 p.m. I'm Charles, your two-way talk show host, here for the next 2 hours. Tonight, I need to do a disclaimer. Anything said or accomplished on this show tonight is not necessarily the views and opinions as expressed by the management or staff of KTKK. They are the views and opinions of myself and you, the listening audience. Tonight I have a special guest, and his name is Commander Hayton. Commander Hayton is Commander-in-Chief, Earth Project Transition, Pleiades Sector Flight Command, Intergalactic Federation Fleet. Now, Commander Hayton will be speaking through a lady by the name of Dharma. Commander Hayton does not channel. He transmits on a frequency attuned to his receiver. And his receiver is simply a translator who translates his pulses into English. And right now, let's go to Commander Hayton. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Good evening. Mr. Whitman, I assume.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. We'll clear that up right fast.
Okay. I generally go by Charles.
All right. I go by Gorgos.
I want to thank you for coming on tonight. There's a few questions that I'd like to ask. I've been reading The Phoenix Liberator, volumes of The Phoenix Liberator, and it's quite astonishing what I have been reading in The Phoenix Liberator. Number one, the thing that really brought my attention to The Phoenix Liberator was the Earth is to pass through the photon belt.
Yes, sir.
And the next thing, what are you pointing at? Oh, okay. Okay, that was my, okay. And the next thing was flirting with disaster. And flirting with disaster, I guess, is due to the photon belt. And also, we are flirting with disaster with our own Democratic and Republican Party, the politics in the United States, and the politics of people of other nations throughout the world. People that I would say are hungry for power and maybe glory. But the main thing, I think, is power. Now, can you explain to me how you have come here and how you pass on your information through the Phoenix Liberator?
Well, where do we start? This is simply a translator. We transmit pulses. We transmit pulses at 1694.3 on your short band wave. We come as representatives of the host that you are expecting. Could you hold just a minute, please? Would you please turn the feedback down?
Oh, me?
No, not you.
Okay.
In this room.
We're
getting
really
so much feedback that it's very distracting.
Okay.
Because I'm transmitting from quite a ways away.
Right. You're kind of...
I represent the host, HOSTS, as you once would be expecting a pre-runner, precursor, a traveler with what you are expecting back as your brotherhood. And you Christians would call it the return of Christ. The ones who would not be Christians would call that teacher by a different name. What has happened basically on Earth, what we call Shan, is that you once have long ago forgotten what the truth is. The truth is written, however, printed, inscribed, whatever would be your terminology for the taking of documents thousands and thousands of years ago in what would be called the Sumerian text. That's S-U-M-A-R-I-A-N. That is from Sumer in southern Iraq. This is one of the major reasons that there was a bombardment against Iraq. They do not wish, the elite of your planet do not wish those Sumerian tablets to be made public. Many of them have been taken already and put into the archives of the London Museum, the British Museum in London. This describes creation. It matches some of the portions of your Bible. It speaks of evolution to the extent that you once will come to know that you have basically a mixture of evolvement, but certainly not from apes and monkeys or fish. You did not come up from the sea. Neither did you come in total perfect form. And neither was there exactly a Big Bang theory. So I have gone through this, and I believe that part of it is being outlaid now in the Liberators. I don't publish the Liberators as such. I write. So I'm not sure what volumes you might have read. Of course, the major interest right now is in the photon bet. Now, what that means is that what you don't realize is that your entire solar system, as revolves around your central sun, your sun, the entire solar system and all that revolves around that sun, your other brother planets, sister planets, also revolve in the universal order, seventh galaxy or solar system out from the central sun of the Pleiades system. And in your counting, every 22,000 years, you will pass through this null time or transition time into a photon belt. Now, what you're reading in the Liberator is a projection by your scientists, and it's one with which I do not concur as far as timing is concerned. You have now the power, the technology on your placement to create that null time. You just triggered today large major earthquakes in Southern California.
That's right, we did.
You have blown up an ammunition dump, I believe back in Maryland. You have had an underground test and earthquake in Nevada, outside Las Vegas. You have had tornadoes, I believe, in Texas. I think the little town that is now off limits is something called Fitch. These are not accidents. You have total capability, actually, on your planet, on your globe, of blowing your own planet out of its proper orbiting sequence. You have the capability of creating or nullifying what we call the null time, that belt where you enter into the photon belt. But you do not have the technology to create 2,000 years of light, the actual photon passage. So you're going to find that before the end of this month, when your scientists have predicted that you will enter this null time for 5 days, 3 to 5 days, there are going to be 3 to 5 days of darkness on your planet as you hit the barrier. Now, that has been prophesied from the onset of your planet. And the reason that it could be prophesied is because every so many thousands of years, or every other year, or whatever you're going to call your cycles, when things regularly come up, your comet, your Halley's Comet, things are gauged in the cosmic realms according to those sequences. Now, some of those sequences can be brought forth out of proper sequence, not allowed to completely conclude their cycle. But what you have here is technology of man tampering. And what you don't seem to understand on this place, and yet as confirmation and knowledge is coming through now to your populace in things such as the Philadelphia experiment, you're going to have to face the fact that you have been an ally of the Soviet Union for a very, very long time. You have never been otherwise. What basically has happened to your blessed country of the United States of America is that you've been communized, and communism is not what the word means. Communism itself is more as you would have had the early Mormon settlements, where you had communistic living style, where each contributed and received all to the unit. That's true communism, where each cares for the other.
Communalism.
What you have is a socialistic fascism, total control through power of your nations, and you have just transferred your sovereignty. You didn't just do it. You did it several decades ago when you signed the Charter of the United Nations. You just became a part of the five-part permanent council as a global government. And this day, you have foreign troops. You have Chinese communist tanks stationed in every major city in the United States. I would imagine that even through Salt Lake, you have seen them moving about on tank cars, rail cars. And when they finished moving them about on rail cars, they stopped the rails.
Now, are these actual Japanese and Russian tanks, or are they American tanks that will be used by the Japanese and the Russians?
Both. You have brought in a lot of the old Chinese communist tanks. They were used first in Saudi Arabia by the Iraqis. They're not quite obsolete, but you needed numbers, and you've brought some of those in. You now have Japanese, and the Japanese army, by the way, you know, parliament in Japan had to meet like 3 days and nights.
Why?
Without rest, just to allow the Japanese troops to participate.
Why is President Bush and our Congress so hush-hush about the New World Order, and what can we do about that?
Well, a good portion of your Congress is bought and paid for. In fact, that cliche that you once want to use, that you have the best Congress money can buy, is absolutely right on track. Mr. Bush was born and bred to lead this march to the New World Order and the global government. And it's all tangled in with, if you have not been reading the material, you see, I'm at a loss, because when I go to the end of the story and answer your question, I have just spoken something that seems so incredibly off the wall that I become unbelievable.
Okay, let me, I'm reading June's volume 19, number 10, and May's volume 19, number 3.
Well.
And in June's volume 19, number 10, it speaks of just what you stated, that that actually we're going to blow away three quarters of our planet while we sit back and applaud of these plans. The communist plan, a full-blown attack on our nation on this 4th of July?
Yes, sir. That's what your people are telling. That's what the inside reports are. Actually, you see, they don't really want a first strike against you. You still are trying to create a first strike against the Soviet Union.
Well, what about all of this goody-two-shoes with President Bush and the Russians right now, and they're saying, well, we're friends.
Yes, aren't they?
Now, is this in, are they wolves in sheep's clothing?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's open up the phone lines right now. 570-5855 in Salt Lake County. Utah County, 470-5855. Weber, North Davis, 670-5855. If you'd like to ask questions about anything that you've heard thus far, the Committee of 300, the New World Order. Everyone is very interested in the New World Order, and we can't get any information out of our Congress, out of the people that we send to Washington, D.C. to do our bidding. Those people just aren't doing our bidding. They are, like you say, they're being bought.
Yes, sir.
By the highest bidder.
Utah is, I'm sorry to break the news to you if you don't know it, but Utah is one of the strongest in that cartel. Are you aware of that? Your representatives, right from the Mormon church, the representative is Scowcroft in that elite gathering around the president of the United States, Bush. You had one of your, Gone, is it? Am I pronouncing his name correctly? Your senator, the representative.
Oh, Senator Garn.
Yes. He was completely tangled into the BCCI banking situation. There's no way that you ones would be able to have all this information because the press is completely closed. And I'm trying to speak in terms on your program, sir, so that you keep your job. I have been on two or three other programs, and the gentleman who would be the host has been asked to leave. I have hoped that you would have known that before you called.
Right. I had my reservations actually more after I had talked to Mr. Ecker. And but here in Utah, K-Talk Radio is known as the bastion of free speech.
Well, if we can keep off of the far outness of, oh my, ETs, and I've heard about the little grays, and I've heard about the reptilians, and this sort of I'm sorry, BS, then we can discuss this as a brotherhood, each in service to nations, to people. I, as a host, and I would put this into some kind of perspective in that every religious group, I don't care who you are, whether you call Messiah, Messenger, whatever you call this being that you are at some point expecting back onto your planet, call it God, call it whatever you wish. It has to come from somewhere, doesn't it? And when you always pray, where do you pray? You pray out there somewhere, don't you? And this master teacher went and said, this God went and said, I will prepare a place for you. Now, every preacher from every pulpit gets up there and says, out there somewhere is a place prepared for us. Well, sir, if it is not on your earth, it is extraterrestrial. So when you are told that all ETs are of Satan, you have just lumped your own God into that category. So please, let us speak as mature individuals.
That's a very good scenario, and I think it's the best scenario that I've ever heard.
I thank you, sir. We have a lot of work to do together. And I'm not here to interfere. I'm not here to intervene. But I am here in service as a pre-runner. And the brotherhood out here, what you don't understand, is your elders, your older brothers. We come from the places prepared right now for you. God does not do stupid things. He would not rapture a planet full of people to a bunch of fluffy clouds. You are human beings. When a place is prepared and your Creator prepares it, for goodness sakes, he's going to prepare it with food and drink and what you need in not radioactive clouds. He will have a place prepared for you to go into security and safety and that will have to be aboard some kind of craft to get you transported, because you ones don't know how to fly.
Well, we do a little bit, but not, we don't, I can't even think about the astronomical, the way that you do it.
Well, we don't even have to consider how I might do it. Let's consider how you do it, because that's more urgently important to you. Ones who immediately hear this kind of a program, and they come forth, and they get on the phone, and they want to denounce it right off without knowing anything about it. This is exactly what the adversary wants of you. Deny you information and keep you from reasoning. God gave you a mind. He gave you the one gift that sets you aside from all other creatures, and that is the ability to reason and act in free will choices.
Absolutely.
And that's all we're about. Nobody is coercing anyone into doing anything. But please, as you wish to denounce, use your heads. We're not here in anything but love and peace, and we're not here to interfere. God promised that he would give the word of truth unto man before the ending time, that he might make reasonable choices about his divine passage. You can accept it or deny it. That is absolutely within every individual, your own heart. That is within you. At some point, you confront your creator, which is also within you. So you literally judge self. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. And
our government does not want us to know that you exist.
But no. You will be finding right away now. I mean, more and more and more, you will be exposed to the motion pictures. And pretty soon they're going to be, in fact, before this is all over with Southern California earthquakes, they're going to say that Space Command did it. They're setting you up right now because they have created a lot of little aliens. And they're going to spring it on you once, and this will be the last unifying measure to pull you down. You have to unify, is what they will say, against this common enemy in space. You have no common enemy in space.
Okay, now we've had reports. I was listening to Art Bell last week, and there was a report that CNN had aired a tape that the space shuttle crew on their last flight had taken pictures of a spacecraft, and it looks like something was shot at it.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us if we shot at it or did somebody else shoot it?
That was a Russian craft and you shot at it.
It was a Russian craft?
Yes, sir. The Russians have cosmospheres and space platforms. And as a joint venture, and this is what the astronauts found when they accidentally had them land on the backside of the moon. You and the Soviet Union have bases on the backside of the moon. The Soviets have bases on Mars. They can shoot particle beams and hit a card in your pocket. They're that good. Technologically, the United States of America is backward. But you, as of the 1st of January, have hooked up, finally completed a grid system whereby you can shoot these particle beams all around the grid. So you've got a real battle going, and you have shot several times and hit those space platforms. The last cosmonaut from Russia that was delayed coming home by 2 weeks, that was because you shot away his platform and damaged his craft. And he was stuck there until he could be brought down.
Oh, they said that it was because of the breakup of the Russian government.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, there were no funds, I believe, is what they told you, to bring him home.
Right. That is very interesting. And so there's a lot of things out there that we have no knowledge of.
Absolutely.
And it is probably beyond the government to give us any knowledge of. So the things that we read in, Omni or any of our scientific magazines, that they are working on gnat-sized robots and rovers to go to the moon and go to Mars, are actually in place right now?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But you see, you have no supremacy in space. The Russians, now, and we're going to separate this out a little bit. We're not going to talk about those Soviet Union cosmonauts or cosmosphere runners, if you will, in the same category as just the simple Soviet communist troops. One is one thing and one is quite another. What you have with Gorbachev and Yeltsin is a full intent to head the elite cartels as far as control of the globe. But they're going to do it along with the bankers, which is the Committee of 300, and that's headed by the royal family, basically, of Great Britain. And you see, what you ones are so naive that you blindly go forth and you say, well, the United States is a godly place. Well, I have no objection to what you say. I will tell you this. It is a blessed nation. It was gifted unto you ones as a very blessed nation. And it will be blessed. It will be the place from which the word will again come forth. But it is not what you think it to be.
We have to weed out all of the trash.
Yes.
All of the liars, all of the people who say one thing and do nothing but something for their own good.
But, sir, they control your government, hook, line, and sinker. And you think you'll put Perot in, as a for instance. He is a Rockefeller man.
Uh-huh.
He is in his own way, one of them. It's very doubtful that he even understands that. And if you already have a bought Congress, what can one man do? And he can tell you that, well, I will go in and I will clean it up. How?
His hands are tied, actually.
Absolutely. It's a very sad time. It's a very, very sad time. They have been working on this plan 2000 for a century or longer, on the direct final closing plan. The plan itself was laid hundreds of years ago. The plan to have total rule by the evil or the adversary, as represented in your prophecies, for instance, has been since the creation. You would have to follow back through even your tampered with versions. A lot of the truth could not be tampered with because they didn't understand it well enough to tamper with it. But what could be was. It would just change a little bit here and there, and then a lot of errors in translation, just as I might have to use a word in English and I might misspeak. There are those kinds of errors. But one word translated differently makes a very major difference in the meaning of something. So this plan for total control or total global control has been always present, and different factions joined forces. So you ended up with the original Khazarian group that reigned for 300 years in what are now the East Bloc countries, and southern Russia came from the Mongolian, Nordic, and Russian tribes. So you have a situation where they have never had any other intent than to run the world. And this then went